Let us start from the top of our head. Beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam was never seen in public without his turban. Sometime at home he did wear the hat. So the turban is the crown of the head. Beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted us to put the crown upon our heads. The crown of a believer is the turban. Wear the turban in salah, for it increases the blessings. That means the scholars have mentioned there are 27 times more blessings when you pray your salah with amama, with the turban. And as soon as you start seeing the spiritual light and you get inspired by wearing a turban, shaitan does not leave you alone. He wants to take control of your head. He makes it feel that if you wear the turban, you say, okay, it does not suit me. I'm not going to look okay in it. I'm going to look old-fashioned. And people start calling me Maulana, etc. Many fear what other people think of them. And fear is opposite to faith. Or you say, I fear that some people will ridicule me if they see me with amama. Nowadays, many people leave amama. Many people don't even wear a hat on their head. They perform their salah bareheaded. This is against sunnah. And it is obviously a practice that is spreading rapidly. You find some people, how ridiculous it is. They'll have the kurta on, but no hat on their head. Hair is uncovered. We should have pride in adopting this beautiful sunnah. Because as I said, our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam was never seen without the amama. You can't put amama, at least for salah, cover your head. This is the sunnah. And obviously, we have to follow our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam in every aspect of his life. And it is clearly mentioned in Hadith of Pak that beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam always wore a turban. Right? And wearing, covering your head, it is a sign of humility. It is a sign of a Muslim that you are wearing a hat so people can recognize you. And also, when you pray, obviously, it brings humility in you. Therefore, it's important for us to understand how important it is to cover your hair, at least cover if you can't put your amama. You find many people do not want to dress up in the proper Islamic attire when they go to pray. But you must adorn yourself. When you go for, what is adorning? Adorning means, as you said, Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is for us the model. How did he dress when he went for salah? There's a question we must ask. And it's also mentioned that about Hazrat Amr radiallahu anhu, he said, I saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the minbar wearing a turban and the tail of which was between his shoulders. There's many hadiths that talks about Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wearing the turban. So the scholars have stated, although wearing turban is sunnah, but if you perform your salah without wearing a hat, it'll still be accepted. But we are going to move away from the sunnah. And following the sunnah, as is mentioned, Almighty Allah says that Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam for us is the best model. So let us follow this model. Let us cover our hair. Because unfortunately, this is a foreign custom that infiltrated many Islamic countries, especially when these believers colonized us. And they brought their habits with us. And Muslims began to imitate them and became ashamed of following the sunnah of beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam and adopted a foreign culture of the West. And the Western culture is bankrupt of spirituality. But we prefer to follow their culture and leave the beautiful culture that Almighty Allah wants us to follow. So we make dua, Almighty Allah give us tawfiq to understand that reading or performing salah with the head covered is an important aspect of our deen. Let us cut this habit, because unfortunately we find for many people, because nobody is talking about it, more and more people are now performing salah without hat. Sometimes even influential people. So others see them and they get inspired by them. We should not be inspired by other people, no matter how influential they are. We should be inspired by Almighty Allah telling us to follow His beloved Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the best model for us. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad.